On Mondays, we read from your emails. Our conversation about the state of modern poetry with noted feminist writer Camille Paglia brought in many reactions from our listeners. One listener named Danny agreed with Professor Paglia. Modern poetry lost me for one simple reason. It seems to be just prose that has been gilded, she wrote. On the page, the average poem that I see in a magazine could just as easily have been printed in a paragraph or two of prose. Instead, the lines are staggered in ways that appear to me to be arbitrary. I can sense no rhythm in the lines, nor anything special about the words or images. When I hear one of these poems spoken, what I hear is prose dressed up to sound different by means of a special poetry voice, not unlike the special voice used by adults when talking to young children. But Phil Hay of Sioux City, Iowa, thinks people should pay more attention to Middle America for modern poetry. Has Camille Paglia looked at anything by U.S. Poet Laureate Ted Kooser, he wrote. I can't think that his abandoned farmhouse would be excluded from great, moving, significant poetry. Also, Ted's friend William Clefcorn, the state poet of Nebraska, and Dave Evans, poet laureate of South Dakota, and lots more here. Not everybody is in on the postmodern bandwagon. Out here in flyover country, we still write about real things in graceful language. Our segment about the new feature of satellite images on the Google Maps webpage prompted many listeners to write in with how they use this new application. Dave Clement of Tucson used it to look at the house that he grew up in. Amazing, he wrote. It shows the extra house someone built on my father's second lot that used to be our garden. Strange, when we owned it, it was too narrow to build on. Ed George of Cleveland, Ohio, races with the Sports Car Club of America. He wrote, we're always looking for remote areas with lots of open pavement. This allows us to do site surveys before we approach property owners. The best feature is the live scrolling feature to move around and see what's in the neighborhood. And in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Ray Lapine simply used the satellite pictures to admire his property. He wrote, I looked at my own house, and it looks good from 100 miles up. You can't even tell that I haven't mowed the lawn. If you have questions or comments, you can email them to us. The address is totn@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.